I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today ends 2020, a year of uncertainty, unrest, and surprisingly, achievement. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World describes unexpected blessings in Asia.
In China, for example, we were able to distribute over 300,000 Gospels of John and 15,000 Bibles. The strongest requests were coming from the city of Wuhan itself, the point zero of this pandemic, and we had requests for over 30,000 Gospels of John from the churches and the Christians in that area. They said so many people are coming to us searching for truth in this crazy time.
2020 calamities may have altered some ministry plans, but they couldn't disrupt the mission.
The gospel will not be quarantined. The Holy Spirit cannot be locked down. And we've seen that over and over again in these countries where we're working.
And 7 million people in Haiti don't have electricity. Just over a third of the Haitian population has consistent power access. Some people can get by with intermittent power from generators or small charging stations, but when no power sources are available, candles, lanterns, and fires become essential for lighting and cooking in Haitian homes. But this creates another problem. Open fires mean more burn accidents, especially for young kids. For Haiti with Love runs a burn clinic to provide free medical care for these accidents. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says everything they do is to express God's love for Haiti.
We are there because of God, and God's people in the United States provide the medicine and the bandages to make this all possible.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. So get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.